Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody today? Y'all good? Okay, getting excited for Christmas to come?
Yeah.
Look, we lit the third candle on the Advent wreath today. That means we're getting close, doesn't it? Yeah. How many?
13.
Oh, just 13 days. You know how many days. Okay. All righty. Well, but before we get to Christmas, we have the Advent season, and Advent helps us to prepare for the coming of Jesus. So we read this today because John the Baptist was one of those important people in the Bible who help us get ready for Jesus, right? But here's what we read today. And Jesus answered John's disciples, said, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the poor have good news preached to them." So last Sunday we talked about John the Baptist. We're talking about him again today because it's such an important part of the Scriptures. Jesus says no one was greater, no child of man was greater than John the Baptist. John was a bold preacher, and he told it like it is, right? If you were sinning, he would let you know. He would tell you straight up, that's wrong, don't do that, repent and believe the Lord. Is that a happy message, do you think? Well, it doesn't sound very happy right off the bat, does it? But, well, John also said that to the king. Imagine that. He said to the king, "King Herod, you are sinning." Do you think Herod liked that? No, Herod did not like that. And John the Baptist ended up in prison. And there he is, sitting in prison in a cold, dank cell, probably sad, right? And he's wondering, is Jesus the one? Is he really the one who is to come, the Savior? And so he sent two of his disciples. And the disciples came to Jesus. "Are you the one who is to come?" They were asking for John, right? And remember what Jesus said to them? He said, well, first of all, before he answered the question, the Bible says that he did all these great miracles. And then he said, "Now, I want you to go and tell John what you've seen and heard." First of all, what's Jesus doing? You see that? Remember the story of Lazarus who died? And what did Jesus do? Remember? What did Jesus do when Lazarus died? He brought him back to life. He raised him up. He raised up the dead, didn't he? And that's not the only time he did that. Jesus said, "John, look what's happening. The dead are being raised." And what else is happening? What else is Jesus doing for the deaf people? What's he doing? What? What's Jesus doing for deaf people? Giving them, helping them to hear again, right? And then he says, "And look, John, look what else is happening. This man had leprosy." And what does Jesus do for terrible skin disease? What did he do for him? He cleansed his leprosy, right? The lepers are being cleansed of their disease. And for those who were lame and not able to walk, what was Jesus doing for them? Yeah, so they could get up and walk, right? "Look, John, what's happening? The lame are walking." And not only that, what does Jesus do for the blind? Yeah, you remember the one he put mud on his eyes, and he healed a number of blind people, didn't he? And the blind are receiving their sight. John, look at all that is happening. Is Jesus the one? Yes, he is. All those miracles prove it, right? Because this is what the prophet said he would do. I don't know. What do you think is the greatest miracle of Jesus? Huh? He came at Christmas, right? We're ready to celebrate the Christmas story to be our Savior. He was born of the Virgin Mary, laid into the manger. And we love the Christmas story, don't we? We love the Christmas hymns. But let's not forget why he came. Why did Jesus come? Yeah. He said it himself, didn't he? "I came to save sinners." Right. He said that. That's why he came. And so he took all of our sins on himself, and he went to the cross, and he paid their price, and he died. And because of him, God forgives us, right? We have peace with God, just like the angels said at Christmas, right? Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. But then came the greatest miracle of all. Jesus was killed. But what happened? He rose from the dead. Yeah, right there it is. See? He rose from the dead on Easter morning. The greatest miracle of all. And because he lives, we also live, right? Forgiven of our sins, we live now and we live forever. The resurrection of Jesus is the greatest miracle, and it proves that he really is the Son of God, the one who came to be our Savior, the one who came at Christmas, right? To be our Savior. Let's pray, and you can pray with me. And repeat after me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming at Christmas to be our Savior. Christmas to be our Savior. For your dying love and for your resurrection from the dead. And from your resurrection, your greatest miracle. Amen. And I want to let you know, too, that on Christmas Eve, we're going to have you a special message for you as well. And I'm going to have a little something to give you that night, okay? So I hope you can be here on Christmas Eve as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's going to be a candlelight service, a beautiful service of hymns and of carols, the singing of Christmas and of celebration. And I'm going to have a little something for you, okay? All right. God be with you. You can head on back to your seats while the congregation gets ready to sing the next hymn.